KDF shower filter normally $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
800-800-5024.
You are listening to GCN.
It's better to know.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. Residents are returning to Gaza to see what's left standing after more than 3 weeks of an Israeli military offensive against Hamas. Israel declared a ceasefire yesterday, and Hamas is announcing one today. Mark Regev is an Israeli government spokesman.
If in fact we see a cessation of all Hamas hostile activity towards Israel, then of course we can see a long-term ceasefire. It's something that's good for Israel, it's good for the Palestinians. I think it's a win-win situation.
And President-elect Barack Obama has been promising major changes on day one of his administration. Plans include meetings with military commanders on Iraq and financial advisors on the economy. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's important for Congress to quickly come up with an economic stimulus plan.
We will lose a half a million jobs a month the longer we go without a package.
And Obama will also welcome hundreds of special guests at an open house. This is IRN, USA Radio News.
It works, it works, it works, it works. And what's best is it works from home. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby from the 3stepplan.com home business system. The dramatic difference with 3stepplan.com is that it does work. And after almost 5 years, I think that even the most diehard skeptic would have to agree there must be something different about the 3stepplan.com home business system. You see, we operate more like a mini franchise, so you get the expertise of people who have actually been successful working at home to help and guide you in operating your home business. It's kind of like a McDonald's franchise without the teenagers and big startup expense. And of course, we don't sell hamburgers. You do get to work with some really nice people who share similar family values. To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
The top aide to President-elect Barack Obama says it may take years, not months, to turn the U.S. economy around. But David Axelrod tells ABC's This Week the Obama administration is determined to reverse the most serious economic downturn in years. At least 15 militants are dead after a raid in a northwest Pakistani tribal region. A military statement says the clash came at a spot where Pakistani troops have been battling al-Qaeda and Taliban insurgents. A parliamentary soldier was also killed. And Russia and Ukraine may have found a way to end a bitter dispute that's blocked Russian natural gas from Europe for nearly 2 weeks. The two countries announced a deal today, but even if it's finalized tomorrow, it would still take another day for gas supplies to travel hundreds of miles through Ukrainian pipelines to its waiting European customers. For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
The pit bulls at the credit card company made my life miserable with their 25 calls a day.
If you are behind on credit card bills, call Acopia Consulting now. They could help you save thousands by settling your debt for less than what you owe. Individual results may vary, not available in all states.
I can't tell you what a relief it is to have that load off my shoulders.
Call for your free, no-obligation consultation now. 800-431-9202. 800-431-9202. 800-431-9202.
More on the upcoming inauguration, where National Weather Service lead forecaster Bruce Terry says people who plan to be out of the weather Tuesday in Washington should bundle up.
It's not quite as cold as we saw the last couple of days, but it's still going to be 10, 15 degrees below normal, quite cold, and there will also be a wind of probably 10 or 15 miles an hour at times, so there'll be a little bit of wind chill also.
Sounds from Beirut, where some 200 protesters carrying Lebanese and Palestinian flags march in the streets to demonstrate against the Israeli attacks on Gaza. Security forces had to fire tear gas to disperse those marching towards the U.S. Embassy. Authorities say they're working to ensure the safety of a victim's family and witnesses after a man convicted of killing his former boss escaped from a Maryland prison. Rick Benitti is a spokesman for Maryland Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services.
The gentleman escaped sometime during breakfast hour. Apparently is able to climb over the perimeter fence.
No sightings have been reported as of early Saturday evening. Garcia Ramos was serving the first year of a 40-year sentence for a December 2007 tire shop slaying. And Zimbabwe's president says opposition leaders have one last chance to join a national unity government. Under the deal, nearly all major cabinet ministries would go to Robert Mugabe's party. I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We are less than 48 hours away from our Savior, our God, the One, the Chosen One, coming into office and fixing all of our problems. Of course, he's continuing every single policy of George Bush, who continued every policy of Bill Clinton, who continued every policy of George Herbert Walker Bush, because presidents, at least since the assassination of John F. Kennedy in 1963 in Dallas, have been complete vassal frontman puppets. But there's a few things that are different about Barack Obama. The mass cult programming the mainstream media is using. The fact that the establishment wants him to be a cult-like leader with national compulsory service for the American people to ram through major changes. The change is an acceleration of the tyranny we've been witnessing unfolding over the last few decades. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Alex Jones, your host. It is Sunday, the 18th day of January, 2009. I've been out of town spending a little time with my family, gearing up and resting up for the nightmares that are about to follow. Where to start? Where to begin? First off, ladies and gentlemen, we have seen a ring of Chicago criminals. Blagojevich, that the White House chief of staff handpicked and brought up through the ranks of Chicago power. That's right. The foreigner, the individual who's a member of a foreign military organization, the IDF. Why that's an issue or not a big issue, we know the corporate media basically covers that up. But the White House chief of staff, this individual in Chicago big machine system, brought up two men, Barack Obama and, of course, Governor Blagojevich, who's in so much trouble right now and arrogantly saying, what's the big deal with trying to sell Senate seats or a Senate seat with the missing Barack Obama? And we have the Rezcos and the weathermen and the money launderers and the corrupt people all over the place and all the old Clintons pouring back in to this administration. We have, again, the Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff, who was the handler for the big city machine in Chicago over Obama and the little twin they brought up with him, Blagojevich. And in the last week, they've been focusing in somewhat, but saying it's no big deal and spinning it. That, well, he was advised he didn't have to pay it. No, he was told he had to pay his taxes. It was his income tax, and because he was a U.S. citizen. And he said he wasn't going to pay it. And then when he got picked to be the new Treasury Secretary, Timothy Geithner said, okay, I will pay it. Now, the issue here is that over 65%, every year it comes out in the news, that, oh, over 60% of the House and Senate don't pay income taxes. And then you'll see in the financial pages that the major Fortune 500 pay on average 1% tax. And their CEOs and executives just don't pay the tax on average, the majority. And because they're part of the ruling class, it's selectively enforced. And besides, why should the new Treasury Secretary nominee, Timothy Geithner, pay income tax to himself? Yes, that's what he would do. You know, when you fill out your tax check, your income tax check, if you're self-employed, people don't notice that work for somebody else that's taken out of their check. They don't bother the slaves. They don't bother the uninformed, unconscious people. But folks that have to, you know, pay employees or who are self-employed, you know, they get the big tax bill. You know, they see the tax bill. And you write the check to the Federal Reserve Bank. See, we didn't have an income tax till 1913, and it was only 1% until the 1950s. And so over 60%, it's over 65%, you can pull up the latest number, do not pay income tax. Don't believe me, just Google Congress not paying income tax or government officials not paying taxes, and you'll see it. They don't care. That's why you hear about mayors and people not paying taxes, because that's not for them. This is a mafia organization. Over 60% of the money you pay in income tax is completely sent offshore. And the rest of it's paid in interest of the private Federal Reserve. You know, the $8.5 trillion, we haven't gotten new numbers in 5 weeks, but in the first few months of the banker bailout, Bloomberg and AP did report $8.5 trillion taken, and the Federal Reserve said it's secret. We're not going to tell Congress or anybody where the money went. And now they're talking about a multi-trillion dollar new bailout. And they're saying that we will give the money to the private Federal Reserve, who will then secretly do whatever it wants with it. And then we don't just pay the taxes to pay for the bailout. You then get to pay interest to the Federal Reserve for them taking your money and keeping it. And the only analogy I can think of is, that's like if you're on a car lot selling Mercedes-Benz. There's a $60,000 Mercedes, and you tell the person who comes on the lot, I will give you the $60,000 Mercedes, and I will then pay you $60,000. It's actually more in interest compounded to take the Mercedes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. $120,000 total value for zero. And so that's why the big bankers are in control. That's why they own the media and run the society, is because they have the biggest, it's not even a Ponzi scheme, it's bigger than that. I'm watching children with Obama uniforms on CNN right now chant Obama, Obama, Obama. Obama. And his chief of staff openly says, 18 to 24, you will serve in the new Federal National Guard, no longer at the state level, and that old people have to serve in another brigade, and that everyone's going to have to serve. And then meanwhile, the media will never cover this, even though Obama's people go on TV and say it. And then they're calling it voluntary national service and saying, well, we're going to feed the homeless, knowing that sounds good. That's a good way to break the ice. We're going to feed the homeless. And then we're going to force your children to be domestic spies and to go into the military. And now the military ads in trailers before movies and on TV. I mean, it's like I'm living in Nazi Germany. It's so over the top, so corny, such pure classical propaganda. And they say, well, what? How dare you not like America and our military? It isn't our military. This country has been seized by foreign Ponzi scheme operators. With the Ponzi scheme money they've had from the Federal Reserve over close to 90 years, they have fully taken over this society, and now they are turning us into a classical slave state. And if you read the Club of Rome and Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission and RAND Corporation documents that we post on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com every day, everything we say documented, they state they are going to use phony carbon taxes, taxing the very carbon cycle of the planet. They are going to regulate every facet of your life. They're going to have spies everywhere over every facet of your life. They are going to tax and regulate and control all farms, ranches, companies, businesses. They've wanted all the companies to move offshore. That's why they paid them to leave. Now they're going to shut down the rest of them, and you're only going to have a few select global corporations, because to these big global corporations, it isn't about having a good product or being free market. That's all just talk. It's about controlling government and having government give them corporate welfare and tailor economies into monopolies and oligopolies where these cartels literally operate as governments. That's all the New World Order is. It's a consortium of the Fortune 100 controlling the Fortune 500, amassing their wealth outside the country. You know, they reported a few weeks ago that 19,000-plus Swiss bank accounts of UBS were shut down. And it was that's nothing. The real money gets to leave their money offshore and is left alone. That was smaller Swiss bank accounts. You see, you pay taxes to the Federal Reserve and then pay them interest to be able to have the pleasure to be a slave and pay them taxes. Stay with us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com, or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit, 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Now tell you what, it's mind control. Mind control. Corruption of your thoughts, destruction of your soul.
It is Sunday, the 18th day of January, 2009. Less than 48 hours from our savior, the corporate media has told us. The same corporate media that told us the Federal Reserve was governmental when it's private. The same media that told us to care about O.J. Simpson and other distractions and Anna Nicole Smith instead of the private banks looting and robbing this nation. The same corporate media that told us that Iraq had nuclear weapons and was going to use them on us in 45 minutes if we didn't attack. The same media owned by the foreign offshore corporations that are looting you and your family. And if you don't get wise to that and angry about that, it's over. Folks, I want to take a lot of phone calls today. Your response to all the media hype and propaganda about our new savior, our Fuhrer, our leader, Barack Obama, what's happening now almost a month into the Gaza bombardment. 877-590-5525. 877-590-5525. On stations out there across the country, on the AM and FM dial, listening on the internet at prisonplanet.com, and, of course, folks listening on the global shortwave and satellite, you can call 877-590-5525. Or if you're listening all over Texas, it goes all the way up to Oklahoma and down to the coast, the big blowtorch, News Radio 590 KLBJ that I do the show out of, syndicates out of, 836-0590. 836-0590. A lot of phone calls today. Okay, so Obama tries to appoint Richardson to Commerce Secretary, and he's got all these scams and things going on, so he has to step down. He's got his colleague, Blagojevich, that he came up with in all this trouble. You've got the former World Bank minion and globalist, Timothy Geithner, not paying taxes, but they say that's okay, it's just an accident. No big deal. When on record, he refused to pay them because, again, it's only for us, the milk cows. There are hundreds of constitutional taxes. The income tax is not one of them. You know where you find it? The Communist Manifesto. Am I saying this is a communist conspiracy? No. The same central banks that ran that country, and it's in the Communist Manifesto to have an income tax and a central bank. Have you read the Communist Manifesto? Compulsory national public education, compulsory national service, all of these things. On and on and on. And we saw a curious phenomenon. Obama had like a 55%, depending on the poll you saw, right in the 50 approval rating. But when he won, he suddenly got close to a 70% because you have all these losers out there who may not like somebody, but as soon as they're a winner, well, I'm part of the bandwagon. And that's what this bandwagon to hell is all about. Now, if you're a new listener, let's get one thing straight. What is this, right-wing talk radio? We're not into the left-right paradigm here, ladies and gentlemen. That's how they control us. We haven't had a left-right paradigm except for the last 100 years. Before it was, is a candidate for more liberty? Are they for the special interest or are they for the Constitution? It was the same thing in Europe. Is this person a tyrant or a thug or a tool of the robber barons or the elite, or are they for the people? And that's the issue here. So, of course, I cut my teeth on talk radio attacking Bill Clinton. Not because I didn't like Democrats, but because the guy was corrupt. The guy was a liar. The guy was clearly involved in Oklahoma City and the police state and going after the Second Amendment. I'm a constitutionalist. So see, I'm on that team, the Constitution of Bill of Rights, because it's the best system ever formed and enshrines basic human rights. Because the establishment hates the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So if the establishment is for something, I'm against it. Because the establishment is tyrannical and doesn't have your best interest at heart. So they're hyping up, you know, a half million, a million, 2 million, who knows what it'll be. They're all there to see this incredible thing, the inauguration of a president. And meanwhile, he said he'd stop the warrantless wiretapping. He says he's going to continue it. He said he was going to get rid of Guantanamo Bay. And he says he's going to keep it for a while now. But they've already set up other new camps, so that's pointless. They were already planning to shut it down. See, so it's a ceremonial thing he's doing. Everything Barack Obama is doing is globalist, is New World Order, is anti-American. And the biggest thing is announcing CO2 as a toxic waste. That's part of the carbon cycle, just like the sun cycle, the water cycle. There's four things: oxygen, carbon dioxide, light, and water is what makes life possible. That's what us carbon-based life forms need. And see, we exhale carbon dioxide, and plants breathe it, and the plankton breathe it, the phytoplankton, and then they exhale oxygen, and we breathe that, and it's a cycle. It's not a toxic waste. And they know that, and we've now had one of the coldest winters, well, I got the number here, in 129 years worldwide. And why is that? Because what all the real scientists tell us, and it turned out that the UN didn't have 2,000 scientists signed on. That was all a big lie. Most of them went public and said, hey, I was just consulted on this. I never signed on to all this, so we need a carbon tax. And now, ExxonMobil came out and said, we believe in global warming. We need a global tax. I remember just a year ago having the heir to the Rothschild fortune worth hundreds of millions of dollars on my radio show, and him saying there is no plan for a tax, you're a liar, it doesn't exist, didn't matter about congressional testimony and all the documents. All these years, everybody, it doesn't exist, there's no plan. Global warming isn't about a new tax. It's about thousands of new taxes. And now Exxon, Mobil, Rex Tillerson, they come out and they say, you know what, we were wrong, it's all real, we need a global tax. That was just a week ago. Well, I remember 6 months ago seeing that was going to happen. How did I know? I saw a few little blurbs in the news that David Rockefeller had asserted the fact that he is the majority owner of the 12 major U.S. oil companies, and he had gone to their board meetings, all 12 board meetings, and he had told them, you're all fired if you do not accept this. You see, the Rockefellers never gave up their trust. They own the majority of the oil. You know the only other two companies that operate in the United States that are not subsidiaries of the Rockefellers? British Petroleum and Dutch Royal Shell. And Dutch Royal Shell and British Petroleum are both 50-50 in the owner controlling A-rated stock owned by who? The Queen of the Netherlands, Queen Beatrix, and her cousin, Queen Elizabeth II. That's it. That's the only people that own oil companies. I want to explain that to you. I want to explain that to you. It's David Rockefeller, and it's the Queen of England, and it's the Queen of the Netherlands. And no amount of Saturday Night Live jokes about that will ever make it not be the truth. Don't believe me? Just go Google British Petroleum, and then you'll be on the major news sites, and you can read who owns British Petroleum. Oh, and by the way, British Petroleum and BP really co-own each other. They're even in the same office complex in London. BP is 50% owned by the Dutch, and Dutch Royal Shell is 50% owned by the British. And so the oil companies were saying, this is ridiculous bull that carbon dioxide is going to kill everybody. And David Rockefeller came down 6 months ago. In fact, don't believe me? Just Google David Rockefeller, ExxonMobil. And click news, and you'll read how he went in and he said, listen, you're all fired if you don't get, and that's why the NFL, and that's why CBS and CNN and all the major media and corporations and schools are saying, climate change is real. Well, of course climate change is real. We have seasons. The sun just cooled down, so it was getting hotter, now it's going to get colder. And if the sun heats back up, it'll get warmer. It's the sun! The sun! It warms the earth! The sun! The sun! I mean, do we have some volcanic heat being generated? Yes, but that's it. The heat comes from the sun. I know it's a radical, extreme, bizarre conspiracy theory. So the big news is they're going to have 20,000 troops, 10,000 regular army, 10,000 National Guard patrolling everyone, selling everyone to get used to the image of troops on the streets for the inauguration.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to go to your phone calls. And in the next hour, I'm going to break down what this Barack Obama administration is really going to mean. Get more into this big stunt inauguration, how it's meant to suck the public in into believing in the system, to psychologically, mentally, intellectually invest in Obama, that he's going to be the change. Because Congress still has a 9% approval rating. And you know, it was Rahm Emanuel, his new chief of staff, that engineered the big Democratic win in 2000 and six. And when they got in, did they end the war? They expanded it. And Obama's saying he's going to expand the military even larger than it is now and have it domestically on the streets. So people say, well, that's George Bush getting ready to put the troops on the streets of America. George Bush is a puppet and so is Obama. They're going to do whatever the bankers tell them, whatever the shadow government that's now not so shadow tells them. So we're going to go over all of that coming up, ladies and gentlemen. But I want to get your take. Less than 48 hours out from the big inauguration coming up Tuesday morning, the 20th of January, on where you see things going. And are there any Obama zombies around you? You know, I'm trying to convince people that Republicans are controlled by foreign financial interest, a foreign corporate takeover. That's all the New World Order is a corporation setting up global government and taxing us and regulating us with a sickening carbon tax on every facet of life. From your toilet to your light bulbs to your water to your cows and sheep. You say, I don't have cows and sheep and chickens. Well, I don't care if there's a carbon tax on them. Well, that's going to be passed on to you. And it's the regulators, the control, the taxation, the bureaucracy, all of it. So right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Logan in Missouri. Logan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. What's up?
On the air worldwide, sir. How may I serve you?
I'm just going to tell you that Jason Vermes did a great job while you were away, and Bob Dacey, when he was in that day, was hilarious. Great show. Another thing I'd like to say is it's really scary seeing a lot of Obama zombies in Missouri. It's very scary. Even my brothers and my brother's girlfriend, who are really aware of how bad Bush was, are all completely brainwashed by it all.
Well, here's an example. I'm watching CNN right now, and they're running an ad, and it's this ad where this military guy is walking around in empty streets in New York City. And then everybody walks up and shakes his hand. It's about peer pressure. You've got to support whatever the military's doing. And the subconscious message is military on the streets. And then the Pentagon came out yesterday and said, of course we're engaged in domestic propaganda. The point is it's just getting sickening. And all over the country, I'm confirming reports that the schools are openly teaching small children, do your parents smoke cigarettes? Well, they're drug addicts. Report on them. And even if you think your parents might be on drugs but have no proof, report on them. This is Eastern Germany. This is Russia. This isn't liberty. This isn't freedom. This is disgusting. The culture of liberty is being destroyed. We have to stand up. Go ahead.
Did you see the Colbert Report where they were actually talking about compulsory service? It was crazy.
Yeah, and he's making jokes. They're making jokes like it's fun and it's funny. Compulsory service is good.
Yeah, it's horrifying. I mean, I'm sitting here watching this, and my mom, like, even, because she's actually aware, she pulled me in there while it was on, and I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is on the Colbert Report when that's usually just the funny show.
That's why they're destroying the economy on purpose, so you don't have a choice. So you've got to, quote, be forced service, but you will be paid. See, they destroy the economy, then make you work for the government. And then the government gives those profits to private corporations. That's why they're setting up the carbon taxes, to pay the trillions of dollars in interest to the banks that the money was given to.
Exactly. And the last thing I wanted to ask is if you had a good vacation.
You know, I hardly watch a lot of TV when I'm in town. I mean, when I'm in town or out of town, I kind of watch the aggregated clips and boil downs on the web, on YouTube and Google and other places. But when I'm on vacation, I tend to watch more TV at night, and I watched a lot of it, and it was just sickening. The fawning, controlled corporate media, every channel, worshiping Obama, getting all the slaves hyped up that he'll fix it, he'll save it. All you've got to do is do what he says. Just shut up, do what he says, and he'll fix it. But if you don't do what he says, it's your fault the economy fell apart. It's your fault all this happened, because you didn't shut up and be a slave. Oh, my gosh, you're a racist, too. Tom in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Alex, what's going on?
Nothing much, bro.
Hey, have you heard anything about this Tim Cerretto guy? Apparently Obama died in, like, April 2002, and a Kenyan named Tim Cerretto is taking Obama's place.
You know, I know that one of his cousins of Dinga ran for office, and Obama, from his Senate website, email, told him how to stage riots and how to overthrow the government or how to force a takeover of the government, but I don't know about this other stuff, no.
Yeah, that's just what I've heard. I really haven't seen any real proof on it. I just wondering if you...
Well, there's a lot of baloney going on out there instead of all the real things we know.
Yeah, yeah. I figured it was just disinformation. Oh, yeah, and one suggestion about the website. Here's the deal. Every time I go to try to find something, I typically go to Infowars.com first because it's the most well-known name in the truth movement. But the thing is, I can't find any real archived information. Like, the other day I wanted to know what the Club of Rome was, so I went there, and I couldn't find any real archives on it without having to watch the videos, and I don't have any money for Prison Planet TV right now, you know?
So, well, sir, that's how you're searching, okay? I mean, I can go... We have links on the website to search engines, okay? And I'm not saying the websites are perfect. We're trying to make them better. But what you do is you go to a search engine, and then you type in the terms you're looking for, and then you put Infowars.com at the end of that, and then the search engine will search the site. We put up probably 50, 60 articles, sometimes 100 articles, on PrisonPlanet.com alone, on Infowars.com alone. And a lot of times some of the same news, but a lot of it's different. And so I'm trying to hire more people and things right now, but that takes money to have people put it in specific archives. Like if you go to PrisonPlanet.com, you know what, you're just not looking. If you go to PrisonPlanet.com, there's a key section, like 30, 40 links down there at the bottom to key archive sections. And so I really can't help you. I appreciate your call. Okay, let's go to Scott in San Diego. Scott, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, about Obama, I think he's going to be worse than Bush. I think he's going to have... you know, doctors and all types of businesses spying on us more so, and he's going to get...
Oh, no, he said that. Look, farms, ranches, industry, medical systems, everything federalized. Look, the Homeland Security Patriot Act compliance, when you buy a car, when you rent a car, when you get a hotel, when you fly, when you get on a bus, when you do anything... It's under Patriot Act compliance, nothing to do with terror. And now farming, ranching, doctors, it's all under the federal government, which is really an international government control.
And he's going to do all of this under left cover, you know, so people who were complaining with Bush and his wiretapping and spying and so forth, you know, Obama's going to get away with it because people are going to say, oh,
this is our savior. And then 4 to 8 years later, they'll put a Republican in. And they'll tell you they're the savior. And then all the conservatives that were mad about what Obama was doing, they suddenly won't see it and go, well, my gosh, it's a Republican. It's got to be great. And then they'll all get behind it. And the same thing happens over and over again until people see past the two-year-old illusion, you know, that a two-year-old should be able to see through, just the elementary illusion that they own both interests and they use slick corporate packaging to program people.
This last week, a good friend of mine took his six-year-old son into a pediatrician, and the nurse came in and was asking questions, you know, medical questions about the son, and it was just a routine checkup. And in the list of these questions, the nurse asked, do you have any guns in the household? And my friend is a patriot from Atlanta, Georgia, and he listens to your show all the time and visits Infowars.com, and he was really taken back by this, you know.
Well, let me tell you what happens now. You see, guns aren't illegal, but they'll try to CPS your children off that question. Then they go to the toddler in the other room and say, do you ever see daddy's gun? And then that alone is enough to sick CPS on you. It's just a lawless, that's the issue. I can't describe to listeners how bad the tyranny already is, and the public has no idea. Go ahead.
What would be the appropriate answer for a patriot to say when you're asked that question? He just said he didn't feel that was appropriate and he didn't answer it. But where does that data go?
Goes into federal databases. What all of this, sir, all over the country. In Austin, they have TV ads. It's in my film Road to Tyranny, telling the children that they give them $200 credit cards with $200 on them to talk about what's in their parents' medicine cabinet. All over the country in the 6th and 7th grade, they have a semester-long course with a BATF registered teacher having them write dossiers on their parents. Folks, it's so far gone. I appreciate your call. And to the earlier caller, I don't know what you're talking about. All my films are free on Google and YouTube to say you can't pay PrisonPlanet.tv to say watch in.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, we had a caller earlier, then I'm going to go back to your other calls and get more into the news on this live 18th of January 2009 edition. It was like, when I go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, I can't find these articles about the Club of Rome. Well, let me just go through a few points here. I'm not mad at you. I'm glad you're asking how to get the info. It's just frustrating. Back when I made America Destroyed by Design in 1996-97, took me a year and a half to make the film, I showed the executive order. I showed just one section of the film. I had to go to the library. I had to pay an archivist in Kentucky to go to one of the state libraries where the state had passed a law against the United Nations takeover of the national parks. And then I went to the national parks and would show the UN sign saying it was under UN control. And I would show how under UNESCO, the United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization, how it was pledged as collateral under the national debt. And I put that in the film. And then people for years said it wasn't real and it wasn't true.
Well, I mean, I went and got all the documents and I put it in the film. You know, the same thing goes for when I say that it's $8.5 trillion stolen by the foreign banks and that the banker bailout bill was really a takeover bill. I mean, I read the bill. We wrote articles about it. We posted links to it showing that it would give them unlimited secret power, that no one could be told where the money went. And then now it's all public. People say, well, where's the article $8.5 trillion? Well, you just Google $8.5 trillion bailout. And it's San Francisco Chronicle, Associated Press, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It all comes up. That's why I love the fact that I'm doing PrisonPlanet.tv live for at least 2 hours every day during the Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., four-hour show. Because on that show, I'll say something and I'll go, you know what, guys in the control room? Google that. And on screen, you will see them Google the term I give them, like $8.5 trillion bailout, and boom, they'll post the mainstream articles. I mean, everything I'm saying is true. I was on Mancow Mueller about a week and a half ago, a big syndicated show all over the country. And I brought up the fact that they've put Homeland Security blimps all over the nation and that they're high altitude. They're at about 100,000 feet. They run off solar power. They're unmanned. They've got ground penetrating radar. They've got biometric cameras that scan the way you walk from above. And then it gives a biometric fingerprint, basically, of who you are from above. So they can track everywhere you individually go. They've put these blimps all over the United States. And I had MSNBC, I had Reuters, I had hundreds of articles. Just Google Homeland Security blimp. And the host just said, nope, it's not true. And then I'm crazy. It's funny. All of this is funny to people. Folks, it isn't funny. None of this is a joke. This is all real. I mean, I got the guys in here, Jaron and Paul, run the show. Guys, I mean, everything I'm talking about, I got articles right here, don't I? Huh? They're right here. And then, you know, a week from now, somebody may ask me, well, where's your proof that Obama's new Treasury Secretary he's nominated didn't pay taxes? Well, I mean, it's not my job to go out and find the exact article and then hand deliver it to everybody's house, millions of you listening all over the country and the world. Here's the proof. It's your job to go find out if what I'm saying is true. I remember I learned 8 years ago they were using the military satellites to spy on the American people. It was in government documents. Now it's all over the news. People still live in denial. Denying something doesn't make it not true. And I'm not saying the listener was doing that. But you've got to spend a little time and a little energy. You know, even though it hurts me financially and hurts the work I do, all of my films, all 21 of my films, the 20 films I've made, I guess it's 22 films, and then 20 films I've made and the two I've produced, all 22 are available for free on the web. YouTube, Google, Blip TV, 100 other, 200, 300. I mean, who knows? It's everywhere. It's all free. Hundreds and 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 hundreds of sites. It's all free. I fly all over the country and the world. I spend hundreds of thousands of dollars making films, and then people say they can't find them. Google Terror Storm, or use some other search engine, and you will see Terror Storm. The history of government-sponsored terrorism. Google, Truth Rising, you will find it. Now, if you want to support us, the guy's like, well, I can't pay for that to see your films. If you want to see the films in high quality, and you want to financially support us so we can operate and expand and have more people to make the websites better and have better archives and have better organization, then purchase the DVDs, the films, the books, the materials, not just the films I've made, but the books and videos I carry at InfoWars.com on the online video and bookstore shopping cart. That's it. I mean, if I really am a fan of something, I'm sure I could go find Stanley Kubrick films for free on the web, on the BitTorrents, but I don't do it. I own the Stanley Kubrick collection. But I make no attempt to stop my videos. In fact, I've always encouraged you making copies and posting them on the web and getting them out because that's the main mission. But then people tell me they can't find them. That is baloney. That is baloney. You don't need to pay 15 cents a day to have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and watch the show live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We have to charge something to pay for the bandwidth and high quality. You can watch it when everybody, we post it there every day after it's live as an archive. People rip it all over the web. We love it. We link to the rips. Well, we link every day to the rips. Here's all these YouTube and Google channels and places You know, our videos are number one routinely on Google's top 100. Just number one. Millions a day watching them for free. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. And I'm surprised the public just doesn't say I don't exist or the videos don't exist. I mean, nothing exists. They, you know, I told you for 13 years they were going to stage terror attacks and put troops on the streets of America, and then when they finally dropped the hammer, the banks were going to devalue the currency, and that the banks were going to create a global crisis and set up a carbon tax, and now it's all happening. I made films over 10 years ago saying this, and now it's all happened. And do I get up here and say, oh, I just strategized all this, and I just guessed the future? I didn't guess any of it. You know, when I make a film about the Club of Rome, the globalists, the CFR, Trilateral Commission, when I tell you David Rockefeller hailed Mao Zedong killing 60 million people, do I just link to some website that has the quote? No. I sent people, thank God I have some help now, down to the UT library to get the 1976 New York Times op-ed piece written by David Rockefeller where he says it. And let me tell you something else. I videotaped them going through the stacks and putting the microfiche on the spools and rolling it across the lit-up screen and then videotaped it for you. I even showed myself at the UT library getting the article. Still, they say it's not real. Still, they say it's made up. Folks, we're in a lot of trouble. We don't have time to play Ring Around the Rosie anymore. We don't have time to live in denial anymore. I was on a local morning show about 2 years ago when the illegal aliens were having millions of people demonstrate all over the United States, calling for amnesty, basically the North American Union, where anybody who comes here is legal and can get on welfare. And I was on the morning show, and I said, Rob Allen & Co., the major Republican strategist firm that even gets Mexican presidents elected, runs their elections, was hired by the White House and paid to have these illegal alien demonstrations. And thank God, of the three hosts, one of them was informed on the issue. I'm not saying the others were bad because they weren't informed. Mark Caesar, program director right here at the station. He goes, yeah, I saw that article a few weeks ago. He's right. It's true. Because, I mean, and I don't blame the other host on some local talk station when I go on their morning show and I say the White House is running through a PR firm with federal money, over $50 million, these fake demonstrations. People didn't believe that. I mean, it was in the Dallas Morning News. But it was buried like it was no big deal, just in a paragraph. Oh, by the way, the White House is paying for all this. By the way, this is paid by Rob Allen & Co. out of Dallas. So, thank God. You know, I go on shows. I do interviews every day. And some of the hosts check out what I say. Some of the hosts don't. And you know how frustrating it is to know my country's being destroyed, that foreign international banking criminals are taking over, that they're going to... You think government's out of control now. This is nothing. The Obama change is to turn it up by a million times because Bush couldn't get the job done. And that's why the media is creating this disgusting cult of personality, saying he can do no wrong and he's our savior. And the rest of the government has a 9, 10% approval rating, but he's got a 70% approval rating. Because, folks, Hitler, Stalin, Mao, whenever governments hype up somebody and say they're the savior and God, look out. That isn't the American way. That isn't freedom's way. That is dangerous. And they're openly saying forced youth brigades, a million man domestic spy force, a million person environmental bureaucrat force. Starbucks will give you free coffee if you'll go sign up for the thing. And they say, oh, it's for the homeless, just to introduce the idea. Oh, well, it's for the homeless. And then it's and for gun confiscation. You're not against the homeless, are you? I'm telling the truth. I've always told the truth. We've been right about everything. We've done an incredible job. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Being arrested on suspicion of a DWI.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
590 KLBJ, Austin.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. President-elect Barack Obama is having a busy Sunday as pre-inaugural festivities get underway. The day began by laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery, then a stop for Sunday service at a Baptist church. Obama is now taking in a star-studded concert at the Lincoln Memorial. Here's Oscar Gabriel.
As you look out over the Washington Mall here, you can see hundreds of thousands of people stretching all the way back to the Lincoln Memorial and beyond.
And Israeli tanks and troops are leaving Gaza, and Prime Minister Ehud Olmert pledges Israeli forces will go quickly, as long as Palestinian militants hold their fire too. Michael O'Hanlon is with the Brookings Institution.
It's obviously good news for the Palestinian people who are bearing the brunt of this, and it makes a lot of sense from the point of view, I believe, of Israel in particular, but also Hamas.
This is IRN, USA Radio News.
The credit card companies were calling all the time. It was very stressful. It was really a cloud hanging over our heads.
How would you like to wipe out 30 to 60% of your credit card debt? There are secret programs most credit card companies won't tell you about that can allow a portion of your debt to be forgiven. Financial Freedom of America uses these programs to help you avoid bankruptcy, save thousands, and get more cash back in your pocket every month.
I wasn't sure what to expect, but FFA came through like promised. We're kind of excited to have that stress-free feeling now.
Call for your free, no-obligation evaluation, and FFA will give you the steps to eliminating a large percentage of your credit card bills, medical bills, or department store debt. Individual results vary, and it's not available in all states.
So call for your free information now.
800-515-4749.
800-515-4749.
Call 800-515-4749. That's 800-515-4749.
In the event that you approach an assailant, here's what I want you to do.
A Kevin James comedy about a security guard has stolen the top spot at the box office this weekend. His Paul Blart Mall Cop has brought in an early $34 million in its first 3 days, far beyond what had been expected. Last week's top movie, Gran Torino, dropped to second place. Close behind were My Bloody Valentine 3D and Notorious. Iraq officials are reporting a suicide bombing in the northern city of Mosul. Ethnic and sectarian tensions have been rising in the city ahead of provincial elections later this month. Police say the attacker killed the campaign manager for a Sunni party. And the Arizona Cardinals and the Philadelphia Eagles are underway in Glendale, Arizona. They're playing for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. The Pittsburgh Steelers host their division rivals, the Baltimore Ravens, this evening in the AFC Championship. For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the Three-Step Plan. The Three-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the Three-Step Plan. For information, go to ThreeStepPlan.com or call toll-free 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
More on the Israelis and Palestinians, where World Vision Director Charles Clayton says the organization is grateful for the ceasefire, but hopes it holds.
World Vision welcomes the alleviation of any violence from either side, preferably both.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants an investigation into whether the Bush administration broke the law when it fired a group of federal prosecutors. She's urging a review of any alleged politicizing of the Justice Department.
I want to see the truth come forth.
More on the star-studded concert at the Lincoln Memorial. Mark Smith is there and says it's a good-natured crowd.
Many folks wearing Obama buttons, carrying other small paraphernalia, though large signs have been banned for security reasons. Occasionally, you'll hear a cheer go up as someone or other starts a chant, or someone else in the crowd thinks there's been a sighting of some big-name entertainer.
The maker of Little Debbie Snacks says it's recalling its peanut butter crackers because of a potential link to a deadly salmonella outbreak. Mike Gleckner is with McKee Foods.
We've not received any consumer illness complaints about the peanut butter toast or peanut butter cheese crackers that are sold under the Little Debbie brand.
Health officials advise people not to eat peanut butter-laced cookies, cakes, ice cream, or similar foods while the outbreak is under investigation. All recalls have been voluntary. I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
The National Security Police State is about enslaving the American people and ensuring that we do not peacefully rectify the criminal foreign takeover of the government. Tyranny is about interests taking over government and using it to rob the public. It is criminals in control of government. Barack Obama's cabinet, filled with criminals and wannabe criminals and people that have to step down because they're criminals, is nothing. They're just low-level criminals put in place. And I see all these suckers, all these fools on CNN, Fox, all of them, drunk with this reflected glory of Barack Obama, this puppet on this ridiculous train tour with a Biden. All of these people there to sell the suckers on change when the only change they're getting is more regulation, more taxation, more control, more police state. And that's what's so sad, because I know I'm right. I know who controls this administration. I understand the system. And it literally, during the break, during the last 5 minutes when the news was on, I was just in here thinking, how do I reach out to people? How do I convince them? I know our general audience is informed and knows what's going on. But the public, many of them don't. They know George Bush was bad, but they have no idea that it's a bait and switch. So how do we reach out to them? How do we turn this around? You know, they're comparing Bush to Nixon leaving right now. He's the bad guy, but the good guy is Barack Obama. Then you analyze his policies, and it's the same thing. Foreign private banks are imploding our economy with their Trojan horse system right now. They are engaging in a, by design, global collapse into a worldwide depression where the solution will be a worldwide world bank, as Newsweek magazine has said that you will pay your carbon taxes to on everything you do in your life. This will make the IRS look like angels. Everything is going to a cashless society to track and trace and control everything you do. Now, the good news is the system's lost all credibility. They're hoping that by the media getting behind this puppet Obama, that somehow that will stall the public long enough so they can get their world government system in place. But we've got to reach out now during this key phase and expose it. That's why Obama himself has said he's got a couple hundred days when he first gets into office. And he says he's going to have a blitzkrieg of legislation and a new banker takeover bill and trillions more for foreign banks with no transparency or no oversight. Where we've got to pay the taxes for that money and then pay interest on the money that we give the banks. We give them interest on money we give them. Do you understand that? Do you compute that? Do you read that? Do you understand how they have introduced a bill? I covered this last week. I forget the bill number. I'll cover it a week and I'll pull it up. It's in the headline news archive at Infowars.com. The bill says that instead of just passing piecemeal bills to ban certain guns and can go after certain firearms, that the attorney general can just ban any gun he wants. It gives him the power, the illegal, illegitimate power, to ban whatever he wants by executive fiat. They're openly saying they're going to have armed troops on the streets of America, not just for the inauguration. That's going to be used to condition the public to seeing that. We're being totally taken over here. All right, I got to go to the calls, and then I'm going to get back into the news. Mike in New York, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I don't know where to start, but let me first say, David Rockefeller, all these people, Kissinger, they're nobodies. People need to look up and do research on the Hanseatic League, the Teutonic Knights. It's a German death cult. I mean, you know it. You read Manly P. Hall, and you know that.
Well, no, I mean, it's the black nobility, the old money, the royalty out of Europe, allied with the Rothschild banks.
If people don't know the whole picture, they're never going to know the name of the tune, and it's eugenics. They need to understand.
And that's why they want socialism to get everybody on the government dole so they can control and micromanage every facet of your life. It's about IBM. It's about the human genome. It's about Endgame.
Exactly. People are getting caught up talking about mindless, useless information.
Yeah, while everybody's distracted on the puppet of Barack Obama, who runs nothing, while everybody's debating him and how he's the savior, the real power elite are in control.
You'll never know who they are. You'll never see them. Now, I don't know if you heard this news. Did you hear? It was yesterday. Obama was in Philadelphia, and he called for a new Declaration of Independence.
Yes, they're calling for a new America.
Cover this?
Yes, and no, I was out of town, but I didn't read it. And he's saying, again, that he'll be like Lincoln to reorganize America. Well, what happened under Lincoln? Wars, death, secret arrest, congressmen being arrested, total control. Exactly. He'll be the savior. They create the crisis. They give you the puppet savior. They bring in their world government.
Oh, you watch him on the news. Everyone's calling him the Messiah. I mean, people need to understand this. We've never had a black president in the history of this country, which I'm not against blacks.
And exactly. And the one we get is a total New World Order front man.
People need to do their research, and they need to know that Judgment Day is upon us.
No doubt we're in deep trouble, my friend. Keith in Austin, you're on the air.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I was just wondering, man, that you should probably go on to, like, another radio show that, you know, has your same beliefs and your same, like you're saying, how you're going on local. Why don't you go on, like, national ones, like Michael Savage show. Have you ever heard
Michael Savage, Michael Weiner, the beatnik, wouldn't have me on. So that's a separate issue. The main fake conservative shows won't, but I do go on national shows. I was giving an example of myself locally with the host being informed.
Okay, well, can I get one more thing? You like how you said the elite, how they set Barack Obama up, you know, they're putting it out there for the population. I don't know, man. I've been discussing it with, you know, other people. Have you ever looked at the commemorative quarters and how, I don't know if it's stupid to you or not, but to me, I mean, I think I was looking at it, like you said, how the elite, how the last, you know, three quarters, one is Hawaii, and then the one is Alaska, and the other one was Arizona. You know, is that something? Like, I don't know, man. I was just looking at them commemorative quarters, you know.
Specifically, they've got us in 10 FEMA regions, and we're officially in the North American Union since March 24, 2005. We have all the government documents. It's public, but it's not on the news. Just like they announced the Trans-Texas Corridor is dead, but then the next line said, we're just breaking it into subparts. It's deceptive criminals. They do whatever they want. And again, I'm not even attacking Barack Obama. He's a talented, slick, smart guy. It's a lot less insulting having a smart guy sit there and lie to you than having some, you know, person like Bush doing it. But he's still just a front man. And I see all these poor people who mean well sucked into believing he's going to save them and fix it, literally thinking that they're saved. And it's a total setup. Just watch. They are going to rape the economy. They're going to blow it out. And if you don't go along with it, your neighbors are going to turn you in.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. We're going to come back and talk to J.D. in Mississippi, Ken in Austin, Rob in Kansas, Betty in Wisconsin, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. You know, I've been doing these new audio blogs. I've only done a few of them, and I'm going to start doing them every couple days. Because, you know, at midnight at my house, I'm relaxed, I'm cool, calm, collected. I can actually go over data and a lot of facts. And I've done that today. But I just want to get on the air. I just want to warn people. It's live. I'm here begging you to not even look at what I look like or what I'm even saying, but look at the facts I'm presenting. Because this stuff's real. I mean, they really do put cancer viruses in your vaccines. The government really does kidnap over a million kids a year in this country with no due process. They really do lie. I mean, I was talking to one of my friends. Their son was sick 2 days with the flu. So they sent him a letter saying, we're going to file criminal charges for truancy on your child. All about getting you in the system. Nothing. And then, of course, I know the state law in Texas is 14 truancies is truancy. 14 unexcused habits. It's just all lies. They don't care. They call you into these fake little family courts and say, sign the form or I'm going to have you arrested. The people waive their rights and sign the form when it's a contract fraud. It wasn't even real law. It's just, it's all fraud. It's all lies. It's a nation, a world of lies and corruption and fraud. And I know globalists are in control. I know that there's an advanced technological civilization under the shadow government, under continuity of government, under the National Security Act operating. And then we're all just down here in this false paradigm of baloney and lies. And I know it's bad for 99.9% of us. It's a tiny control freak elite that are out of control. We have to come together and resist it.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families all over the world trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The New World Order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the New World Order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I started the broadcast today talking about how the new Treasury Secretary they're trying to appoint, the nominee, didn't pay his income taxes and was told about it over a year ago and said, I don't care. Over 65% of Congress didn't pay him. They're lawless criminals. I saw an AP report that they're putting up signs all over D.C. saying this is a prostitution-free zone. I thought it was already illegal there. Truth is, most of them are using them. They're all over the streets. I was just there a few months ago. Hookers everywhere. You ought to see Georgetown, the elite areas. Watergate Hotel, we were going there to do an interview. Hookers everywhere. Executive limousines pulling up a Secret Service saying, turn your cameras off. Turn the cameras off, hookers get out. They don't care about you. The elite doesn't care about you. In fact, they hate you. And that's the main point I'm trying to get across today. And I know, again, most of you know that. We got to warn people. We got to explain to them the scam that's going on. And I watched this sickening bandwagon for Barack Obama as if he's going to fix everything. And they say, get behind everything we're doing or you're holding it back. That's the system of control. Let's just rampage through your calls. JD in Mississippi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Well, I'm running for mayor in my town here in Ripley. I'm running as a Democrat on the constitutional ticket. I'm running under the same principles as Ron Paul. I've got two opponents. Both of them are Marxists, sad to say. But I think it's looking pretty good at this point. I went to the Martin Luther King Memorial Service this afternoon, and it more or less turned out to be, you know, nothing for really Martin Luther King. They talked about Obama the entire time, and I was really disappointed with the hope that people have for this puppet. But
they're going to be delusional. They're going to buy whatever lie he puts out because, well, I signed on to this. It's got to work. I can't be wrong. I've got to go along with carbon taxes and secret police and troops on the streets and regulations on everybody. I got to watch my neighbor because my neighbor is against Obama. They're the ones holding back everything. He'd fix it, but they're not going along with it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people, and that, this is what I was telling people. I was there, man, you got to look to yourselves. You have to look to the Constitution. This is not about some man. You know, Hitler was a man. I mean, you have to look to yourselves, and you have to look to, you know, Christ for your guidance. And if people don't start doing that, it's just going to get worse. It's going to get worse every single day. And we have to start looking after ourselves and looking at after ourselves at the local level, not just at, you know, the state level.
And that's where we can move in and block the New World Order. Here's Parade Magazine, published in most newspapers across the country. What I want for you and every child, a letter to my daughters from President-elect Barack Obama. And it's this photo of him and his family. And he's talking about how he's the nation's daddy, and he's what he wants for you, and how much he loves you, and how much he cares. He was the main guy that got the banker takeover bill passed so the foreign banks could steal $8.5 trillion and counting out of the treasury that we've got to pay back in taxes that go to offshore banks. This guy is a New World Order front man. It's disgusting, but he talks to us like he's the nation's daddy, and he's going to save us because it's change. And the public, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say it's change. It's change. Yeah, but it's not the change we need. The change we need is to go back to the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Exactly. Instead, he's talking about radically expanding the size of the federal government.
And we know, as Ron Paul said, we need to reduce the size of the federal government. We need to return it back to the states and back to the local level.
Exactly. Good to hear from you. Big government. I hope you win for mayor. Big government has engineered what we're now seeing. This giant looting system, this crime syndicate, all big government does is allow powerful interests to get control of that government and rob you blind. And instead, we're going to get more government. Let's talk to Ken in Austin. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Two quick comments. The second one's most important. The first one is about the young man that called in earlier a while ago. I know without a doubt that was a setup. Young people can work a computer blindfolded. He knew he could go to a search engine. It was a setup to distract you. Okay, you rode that dead horse. Now, the most important statement that I want to make is Phil Berg has definitively proven that Obama is not eligible to be president of the United States. It's on ObamaCrimes.com. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate your call. Yeah, you're right. I probably rode a dead horse. I don't know if that was a setup call. The point is, I mean, everything I've said is documented. It's all happening, exactly what we said. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. I mean, they're openly announcing world government in Newsweek where you'll pay your carbon taxes to the bank. And I got people emailing me telling me, where's the proof? I mean, what are you talking about? We don't have time to screw around. Just because some of you out there don't like what I'm saying and don't like because it's scary, it isn't going to go away by hiding your head under the pillow at night like an ostrich. I'm ranting. Because we should be ranting. This is crazy what's happening. Betty in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Betty.
Hi. I like to give people like a small analogy, like what you're talking about. It's like if you were walking down the street and there was a 10-foot hole in the road, if somebody warned you about it, wouldn't you be happy? Wouldn't you be happy that Alex is telling you there's a hole in the road that you wouldn't fall in it?
No, they want to be a bunch of jackasses smiling like CNN keeps showing on the channel I'm watching. I have the audio off. I'm watching it over here, and they're just smiling like everything's solved. And I see these men and women going, I'll never have to pay my bills anymore. I've actually got video. Everything's fixed. Everything's fine. And here comes Obama with troops on the streets, forced national drafts, checkpoints, regulations, taxes, hell on earth.
They'd better be in the hole yelling for Obama, a 10-foot hole yelling for him.
Wait, I can hear him yelling in the hole. Obama. I'm sorry, ma'am.
But I'd like to say that my dad passed away this year, and he's been telling this information about fluoride and the vaccines, and he never let us children, his kids, his offspring get it, and we were all educated, so it took a longer time then when we just had word of mouth and newspaper. But this computer, I just got kicked off of it. I'm on the phone, but... It can make it really go fast, and that's our only hope, Alex, is this like fast knowledge across the world or something.
I agree, and they're openly shutting down the old web, letting the hubs die, the infrastructure, forcing us on the Internet, too, where it'll all be regulated and controlled. We got to get the word out now. Let's talk to Rob in Kansas real fast. Rob, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I was just wondering if you had seen or heard about this citizen's briefing book link that that's on Obama's change.gov site?
Well, yes, I have seen that today when I got back this morning. But on top of that, Rahm Emanuel first put up on change.gov a month ago compulsory service, not just 18 to 24, but up to 65. And then it was up for a week. The Washington Post did an article. We talked about it, and then he pulled it down, but not before we got screenshots. And it was all word for word what Rahm Emanuel wrote in his book about national compulsory service. And I've got Obama on video in Colorado Springs saying national compulsory service. But and so, yes, now they've announced, in fact, I have that in my stack of articles. We'll tell folks about it.
Well, I was just kind of curious because I was listening to Coast at work earlier in the week, and there was a UFO expert on there, and he was really excited because people have posted ideas for the government to investigate and reveal the existence of UFOs, and he was encouraging listeners of the show to call in and vote for that so that that would be placed in Obama's briefing book. And I was just
thinking, what Obama's doing is he was on CNN this week saying, I read my BlackBerry. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear from the people. It's all total bull. Then he can point at the person at a speech and say, I'm doing what Bob wanted. I'm doing what Rob wanted. So I'm listening to them. We'll be back after this quick news break with more of your calls and a ton of news.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. Safe Grow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mistake, we're on the road to the New World Order, and that is a road to hell. They got another name for roads, they call them highways. Yeah, highway to hell. Party time, they're partying in D.C. Yeah, a bunch of idiots being sucked in by another scam artist, by the false media hologram that presidents actually run something. You know, I'm in the News in Focus section, the InfoWars featured article section, and I'm here looking, and I go down about 50 articles, and then I notice there's no link at the bottom to previous News in Focus articles. So there are some things we need to work on here, because I'm trying to find the article from about a week and a half ago that has the bill dealing with... Oh, well, actually, I found it, but we need an archive to all the older stories there. You guys write a note, so I don't forget tomorrow to tell the web guy to put a link to that, so that stuff's not walled off in cyberspace. You can still find it with a search engine. Proposed gun law will allow Obama AG Holder to ban guns at will. Story by Kurt Nemo, but he links to mainstream articles. It looks like the gun grabbers may have a field day when the new Congress convenes, but you can read the actual bill itself. New Attorney General Eric Holder have the ability to ban guns at will. We cite H.R. 1022. You can link over to thomas.loc.gov, Library of Congress, and read that for yourself right there. Sponsored by New York Democrat Carolyn McCarthy, and 67 co-sponsors, and it's been introduced. And the bill allows the Attorney General to just ban whatever he wants. It's like saying, you're king, you can do whatever you want. That's what the banker bailout bill did, passed October 3rd, 2008. Now 3 months ago, 4 months ago. And it states right there that you can't review what the Treasury's done, what the private Federal Reserve's done. It can be an unlimited amount of money. And I have clips off C-SPAN with the people trying to pass the bill saying, well, yeah, $700 billion is just a number we made up. It's a big number, but it's actually going to be trillions. We just made up $700 billion. You notice the mainstream media keeps saying $350 billion of the $700 billion has been spent. And it's really $8.5 trillion, and that was 5 weeks ago. We haven't gotten new numbers. It was $8.5 trillion 2 weeks, 2 months into this thing. 2 months and 2 weeks into this, to be technical. I don't know, do the math. October 3rd into early December. So that a couple months there. And you can read this. Cornyn said the plan would allow U.S. Attorney General, possibly Holder, to add the list of guns banned to the public. Any semi-automatic rifle or shotgun originally designed for military or law enforcement use, so that's basically anything semi-automatic, or a firearm based on the design of such a firearm that is not particularly suitable for sporting purposes, as if the Second Amendment is for sporting, as determined by the Attorney General. Note, Holder wrote a brief to the District of Columbia, Heller case, supporting the position that you have no right to have a working firearm in your home of any type. So the new attorney general says you shouldn't be able to own a bolt-action single shot. See, Obama says, well, I'm for the Second Amendment, but as prescribed by law with reasonable restrictions. And he supported in Illinois when he was a state senator and at the federal level, and he supported total gun bans in Chicago and D.C. So there they are. They've introduced the bill. H.R., that's House Resolution 1022. Go read it. I just read the subsection to you. Let me give you the website again. Thomas.loc, Library of Congress, thomas.loc.gov. Let me give it to you again. Okay? Okay? He can ban any gun he wants. They can ban anything they want. Everything semi-automatic to begin with. Thomas, after Thomas Jefferson, thomas.loc.gov. Thomas.loc.gov. I'm going to say it again. Thomas.loc.gov. I'm going to say it again. Thomas.loc.gov, baby. And then when I was looking for that archived article, I've been out of town for a week, though I did spend some time on my own website reading news articles we linked to and posted. Up here at the top in the archive stuff of the week, I found a new bill they've introduced to register, because already when you buy a gun, it's rifle, handgun, or long, you know, or shotgun. And then they know that you've got that, and they can go get, you know, come after you. They quote instant checks, really registration. Well, this is even an even worse one. I just can't believe this. Yeah, and he gets up there, oh, I'm not going to take your guns. Don't worry. Don't go out and buy a bunch. Everything's fine. I'm just appointed an attorney general who's for a total gun ban on record and has lobbied before the Supreme Court to completely ban guns, but everything's okay. It isn't okay. The first gun laws were against black people in this country because slaves are disarmed. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. Sherry in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Glad to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, my husband works for the cable company, and, you know, just over the past 6 months, he's gone from calling me crazy to actually saying, you know, I really don't have a good feeling about some of this, you know, because, you know, he's been hearing about, you know, people... You know, people's bandwidth getting, you know, basically plastered up for everybody to see. You
That's
know.
Right. The end of net neutrality began in Montreal and in Houston, Texas. Now it's going statewide in Texas.
Yeah.
He's with Time Warner, of course, right?
Yeah, well, it's Suddenlink. So,
well, is that a subsidiary? Because Time Warner began the end of net neutrality in Texas and in Canada a year ago.
Oh, wow.
And for those that don't know, that's only one attack paradigm, one move to shut down the web. They openly stated.
Yeah, I mean, he went from saying, like, oh, there's no way they could ever, you know, shut down the Internet. That's insane. To, you know, this is really starting to get a little scary.
They're now shutting it down. They're now restricting it. They're now controlling it. And then they openly state in the Internet, too, that's a consortium of government and private corporations in their own minutes, going back at least 6 years ago, that how they're going to kill the web and how they're going to shut it down and force you onto a new web where you have no freedom. It's only going to be about 1,000 websites.
Yeah, it's about limiting communication. Well, not just limiting it, killing it. They want to kill communication because they don't want us telling the truth, you know, online or on the radio or anything like that, because they don't want...
Well, does your husband know that digital cable boxes track and trace everything you watch and do and put it into detailed psychological algorithm, behavioral psychology packages?
Oh, yeah, they probably know about, you know, what your kids watch and, you know... So that, you know, later on when they go to pick you up, they'll know that, hey, they have a smart
home. Does your husband know there's a built-in microphone in all those Scientific Atlantic boxes?
Oh, yeah. You know, he still doesn't believe things like that, you know.
Oh, really? Just open it up. It's right there.
It's really hard to get, you know, people to realize how controlled it really is. And then when they find out, they get really paranoid.
That's what I mean, folks. People think I'm some cutting-edge guy. I'm not. This is all stated. We are deep in this. We are deep into this.
We are. And we had the window open earlier, and I was talking about Obama and how I hate this new Stasi kind of policy where, you know, everybody tells on everybody else. And he said, oh, the window's open. And I'm like, I don't care if the window's open.
Oh, my gosh, we're in a free country. Oh, neighbors, oh, my.
But that's just all I wanted to say. And, you know, I'm just thankful that you're back.
Well,
yeah,
it's
Jason, good. Jason and Bob Dacey did a great job, though, while you were gone.
Hey, you're awesome, Sherry. Good to hear you. Yeah, I'm a little riled up today. I've been out of town. Alex in California. California, like our Auslander governor says. Go ahead. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? I've spoken to you before. Listen, I want to get straight to the point here. I'm from Southern California. I'm a freelance writer.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, I think your call waiting. Somebody's calling you. You can take that.
Okay.
You can take that call or continue.
This is Steve. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Somehow I didn't touch the phone lines. The phone system just shut down and dropped all the callers except you. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. Yeah, I was calling. Gosh, this Obama and all the media hype has been driving me crazy ever since hearing about Ron Paul.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. There's people like you that are holding back Obama saving this country. We got to do whatever the government says. They'll fix it.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Yeah. Oh, where have you been?
Yeah, I hadn't seen the note hanging in the control room that if it got some glitch with the phone system
where have you been?
When I go to a call, it hangs up on all the others every once in a while. So I'm sorry to the caller in Australia and other places that were holding. I was about to go to you. Maybe the guy from Australia can call back in at 877-590-5525. But regardless, I'll be back on the air tomorrow and call me then. Okay, I'm going to go back to Steve, who the phone system defaulted to when it hung up on Alex from California. But I want to let Alex finish up from California. Alex, you got cut off there. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air again.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Alex. What I was going to tell you is I'm a freelance artist from Southern California. I'm working for the Inland Empire Weekly right now. I'm doing a story covering the events you covered on December 15th involving the Marines at a DUI checkpoint in San Bernardino with the California Highway Patrol.
That's right, the Marines out running checkpoints against the American people.
Right, right. And so a little bit of an update, but what I wanted to tell you is that I spoke to the television reporter from a Palm Springs TV station, and he went on the record with me and talked to me, and there still seems to be some sort of conflict reports, and I'm still trying to figure out whether or not they were armed, whether or not some
of them... The Marines put out a press release through the Highway Patrol saying they were going to run checkpoints against the American people. Then they backed off of it and said they weren't, but then they did run the checkpoints, according to the TV station and local news station.
Right, right. And so I also spoke to a DUI attorney and a constitutional expert on Palm Springs. His name's Michael Kennedy. And he informed me that, yeah, you know, it definitely happened. It definitely was illegal, unconstitutional. But
sir, the Marines have announced just a couple weeks ago in major newspapers that they will be engaging the American people, that it's non-terror related, that the new job of the military in NORTHCOM is fighting the American people, not just regular Army, not just National Guard, but the U.S. Marine Corps.
Right, right. And I just wanted to maybe see if I can get a hold of you later and contact you, use you as a source for my article, because I think it's a good way to expose this to people, the Inland Empire Weekly. I'm a freelancer and I write about music, but I think this is very important and it's very alarming.
Yeah, let me do this. Let me put you on hold. And I've got Paul Hartman in there who runs the radio show and TV show.
Sure.
During the weekdays. And we can set up 10 minutes or something to talk. We also, we probably wrote 5-6 big articles detailing everything on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You're welcome to use any of that. But, guys, get his name and number, and then give it to Aaron, who's producing right now. And then let's set up a time to talk in the next few days, okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good to hear from you. Okay, let's go to Steve in Atlanta, who we're going back to because the phone system glitched earlier. Okay, Steve, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Thanks so much for what you're doing. I'm a physician, and I was training up in Pittsburgh when I first heard about Ron Paul, and I kind of found the Alex Jones show through your 9/11 Truth, and I think there was another one, The Endgame, that somebody actually had given that DVD to my father, who lives up in Pittsburgh, and that was amazing work, and it got me really interested in learning as much as I could that wasn't in the media. And I really was paying attention to how NPR was covering the elections, and everybody was really covering the elections, glowing about Obama and Hillary. And it was really frustrating to go through the primaries up there in Pennsylvania and have it already decided before we even voted.
Again, we know it's a corrupt system. They want to make it all about the presidents. We're not saying McCain would have been good either. The point is they were both selected, and the heir apparent, the golden boy, is Barack Obama. That should send red flags up to everybody. Then you look at his policies, and man, if you didn't like George Bush, you're going to hate Obama, but all these suckers have signed on to him psychologically, so they're not going to want to admit they got conned, so they're going to sign on to the big police state agenda.
Yeah, what's been amazing to me, though, is I've been paying attention because I wake up to my alarm clock goes off the local radio, and it's NPR, and lately they've been covering the Keynesian marketing, economy.
Yeah, the Keynesian economic system, yeah.
Yeah, which is garbage, and they're not really covering the free market, but they do sort of mention it.
Well, they claim the Keynesian system is the free market when it's not a free market system.
Right, right. It's so frustrating. I've written to NPR like about a dozen times in the last year, saying
National Petroleum Radio.
Yeah, that basically is what it is. And being in healthcare, you know, it's kind of scary to hear that they want to basically reform it. I mean, although everybody wants to have healthcare reform because they don't have any money, although that's kind of a big Ponzi scheme. And
that's right. We're bankrupt. Well, we don't, because it's all about the HMOs scamming everybody. The media claims it's rich doctors. Doctors, as you know, are making less than ever. Meanwhile, the states are bankrupt from treating 30 million illegal aliens.
Yeah, and I'm in primary care. We can't get that many American medical grads to go into primary care, family medicine. They have a shortage in Massachusetts where they mandated
health insurance for everybody. Everybody has to buy it or pay a tax penalty.
The country has been deemed, they have to wreck it to take it over. They have to destroy the economy so they can then buy it up at fire sale prices. Great to hear from you. Love to talk more. We've got to get to everybody here. Let's talk to Noah in Denton, Texas. You're on the air.
Alex, good to talk to you, sir.
Good to talk to you.
I'm a member of North Texans for 9/11 Truth.
Good.
And yesterday we went to a parade in downtown Dallas, the Martin Luther King Parade, and we handed out over 1,000 DVDs, and we made the Dallas Morning News. If you Google Dallas MLK Parade 2009, you'll see an article.
And we all went out and protested the Federal Reserve a few months ago, and that made the Dallas Morning News. And here's the example. This is the solution. It isn't one little box with a bow on it. It's what you're doing. Going out, handing out DVDs, handing out flyers, educating people, countering the mainstream media with force multiplication. It is unstoppable. I salute you.
Thank you very much.
Any questions or comments? He's gone. Good job. Okay, let's talk to James in Texas. You're on the air, James.
Hey, Alex. I listened to your show last weekend with Jason on. And I didn't catch you mentioning anything about the ordeal that's supposed to be going on, like the day or 2 days after the inauguration. They're talking about a disaster.
Yeah, they're saying a big surprise that'll be unpopular, what Obama's going to do. And it could be a week after, it could be a month after, devaluing the U.S. currency. But a whole bunch of things, continuing the war in Iraq, putting more troops in Afghanistan. Look, Obama wants a $1.5 trillion defense budget. $1.1 isn't enough for him. But go ahead.
Oh, I was just curious what your input was on all this and everything, you know, what Jason had to say.
Well,
you know,
I mean, what was Burmese saying he thinks the crisis is?
Well, he don't know. He said he didn't have a clue. He was just playing a recording, you know, of what somebody was saying. I didn't even catch who the person was, the guy that was talking about
Joe it. Joe Biden?
Joe Biden was talking about it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, well, we're going to be covering it. We're sure going to find out, aren't we? But they've said it's going to be very unpopular. They're going to do it. Look, the country is going into receivership like a third world nation to foreign banks, which set up the scam to begin with. They are criminals. The debt is a fraud. We need to arrest these people. We need to have a public awakening to the military-industrial complex. They're the ones setting up the North American Union. They're the ones butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're the ones coming after the Second Amendment, both parties. They're the ones destroying this country like no foreign enemy could ever do. Foreign military enemy. This is a foreign, multinational financial group that is engineering this. Last caller I have time to go to from North Carolina. That's Chunch, I believe, is how you pronounce it. You're on the air. Okay, it's Chuck. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, man. Great playing the Stephen Marley Mind Control. Love it. And I'm so sick and tired of people attacking you on the internet and on your show when Burmese was in there. It is disgusting. You do more than anyone else does, hands down.
That's why we're being attacked. That's why we're being attacked, and I appreciate your call, my friend. We're just flat out of time, and I'm sorry I can't get to all the other callers. Look, in closing, I'm just a normal person. But when I read a Club of Rome document written in 1992, republished by the Council on Foreign Relations at CFR.org, where they openly say the fake environmental movement has nothing to do with saving the environment, everything to do with regulating your life and controlling you. Big corporations want to shut down their competition. They're going to use regulation they control, selectively enforced against this country, to shut us down. And then the CFR also said in the same document that they would use fake terrorism as the pretext for the police state. And now, what did I tell you all these years? I told you years before 9/11. I said they'll stage a big terror attack or a string of terror attacks. I said probably against the World Trade Center. I'm on record, on TV and radio, saying that. And then after they stage those events, they're going to claim it's to fight a foreign enemy, and then suddenly they'll switch it and say, oh, no, it's for domestic. And now that the criminal, illegitimate government says that it is to fight the American people against insurrection. What is it the federal government, totally bankrupt and out of control, is planning that they know will cause insurrection? Then you understand why Obama calls himself Lincoln. Then you understand about federal tyranny. Posse Comitatus was passed after Lincoln, saying you can't use U.S. troops against the American people. Ladies and gentlemen, I never claimed I was the best man for this job. I never claimed I had all the answers, but I know this. I'm stepping up when a lot of other people didn't. And we've been right about everything. And we're going hardcore against this enemy in defense of the United States and the Republic and free peoples everywhere. I want to thank all our sponsors, you, the great listeners, that make it all possible, and my great crew in there tonight. God bless you all. I'll see you at InfoWars.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand and plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because